Chapter 4. Let's refer to the book of John, chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 24. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Jesus told us a woman that God is a spirit. So anyone who wants to worship God, the most important is prepare our heart and we worship God in spirit and the truth. So right now we are going to have our prayer section. So-called prayer actually is make it simple. Prayer means talk to God. God is invisible, but when we have our service in the name of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ actually is among us because he is spirit, so you cannot see him. But if he open your eye, you can see Jesus Christ together with a lot of angels actually in the presence among us. So when we pray, actually you are talking with Jesus Christ. How can we talk with Jesus Christ? What should I say when I want to talk with Jesus Christ? There are a few things we can say. The first one is thanksgiving. We thank God, give us life. We thank God, give us health. We thank God for everything we have. You know, in the life here, it's so comfortable. I hope you have the opportunity to travel to Africa. You compare with the kids in Africa and here, the kids in Africa has nothing. They have no shoes. They even don't have the clothes. They only wear the underwear, that's all, and come to the church. And when they eat, they only eat a bowl of rice or something like that. So we have everything, and this is the blessing of God. So when we kneel down and pray, let us not to take it for granted. We give thanks to God for everything we have. We give thanks to God that he keep us safe. We have the life. So the first content of our prayer is giving thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says we are offering the spiritual sacrifice. Today, we don't have to offer the animal, but we offer the spiritual sacrifice. So our thanksgiving in the eyes of God is acceptable. Our thanksgiving will please God himself. So let us not only ask for a lot of things. You know, a lot of people, every time kneel down and pray, always ask. Pray 10 times, ask 10 times. Pray 20 times, ask for things for 20 times. Let us change a little bit. When you kneel down, give thanks to God first. This is the first one. And the second one, let us praise God. Praise is a spiritual sacrifice too. God is a very wonderful God, right? God is so great, you cannot comprehend the greatness of our Heavenly Father. He creates so huge a universe which you cannot totally understand. So sometimes you admire a person, right? And you praise a person. But if you really understand God, then from the bottom of your heart, you will praise God every day. God is so great. God is so glorious. God is so wonderful. So use our heart to thank God and praise God. You keep on thank God and praise God, and God will be so happy. We're so pleased with you. So even if you have nothing to ask for, you just kneel down and praise God and give thanks God. And the Holy Spirit will come down, and the Holy Spirit will fill upon you. So you see, when we pray, we pray what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise the Lord. So we continue to use our heart to praise Him. Then our prayer will be answered by God. Because God knows everything we need. Before you kneel down and pray, God already knows what is your need. Because He is God. He knows everything. So even you don't have to tell God what is your need, God already knows what you need. That is during the prayer, let us praise God and give thanks God first. And then the second, when our prayer want to reach God, it's very important. We have to use our heart because God is spirit. So we have to use our spirit to praise, to communicate with Him, to talk with Him. If we don't use our voice, use our heart to praise Him, to talk with Him, then the voice become a noise. The voice make no meaning at all. So when we say every word, you say hallelujah, praise the Lord, just from the bottom of your heart, you really praise God. When you say, God, I thank you, you really use your heart to thank God. So every sentence come out of your mouth, you always come from your heart. And this prayer is become very sincere. And this prayer can touch the heart of God. So when we pray, concentrate your mind. Sometimes I see the young kids during the prayer open their eyes and look around and squeeze around, joking around, and that kind of prayer cannot reach God because you don't concentrate your mind. So in order to concentrate your mind, you have to close your eye to help you to concentrate your mind and think the Lord Jesus Christ just before you. So right now you are praising Him, hallelujah. You give thanks to Him, hallelujah. Use your heart, every sentence from your heart, and then your prayer will be effective. Another thing is, we have to remove the barrier between God and man. You know, when you try to make a phone call, right? Before your phone call get connected, you keep on talking. You cannot reach to your parents. You cannot reach to your friend because it's not connected, all right? But after your telephone connected, then you can start to talk. So when we pray to God, give thanks to God, one thing will block our prayer from reaching God is our sin. So when we pray, we have to ask God to remove our sins. I remember, I think that's maybe 20 years ago, in Garden Grove Church, during the RE prayer, there was a sister praying and asked God to forgive her because she always fight with her sibling. Well, for adult, the young kids fighting with each other, there's nothing. It's only a trivial issue. But when she started to repent in that way, at that prayer, she saw the glorious light. And that prayer, she received the Holy Spirit. So even the trivial sin, you have to repent to remove it. So every sentence you say, God is going to listen because you already repent. God, remove your sin. And you are connected with God. So your prayer will be very effective. So now we are going to pray together. Let's concentrate our heart and repent our sin and use our heart to give thanks to God and praise God, and whatever is your needs, tell the Lord Jesus Christ. He will listen. I would like to invite all the RE students come forward and pray, and we ask the minister to lay hand on you and to bless you. Let's pray for 15 minutes. When time is right up, I will ring the bell. Let's come forward and pray.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.